Outside the arena, protests resulted in at least 10 arrests as mounted police moved in on flag burning and other demonstrations just outside the security perimeter. Scott, one police officer suffered a minor injury, and we are told that number of arrests could well rise.
Major Garrett, thanks. Those protests have been quite a bit smaller and less violent than had been feared at the beginning. Major Garrett, on the floor of the convention. You know, you may have noticed there seem to be a lot of empty seats here. This is the arena in the final half hour last night when the speakers included Dr. Ben Carson. Well, this is 4 years ago. Again, second night of the convention, last half hour, Chris Christie speaking. Here it is in 2008 when Senator Joe Lieberman addressed the convention, and in 2004 when First Lady Laura Bush was speaking. All of those stadiums held about 20,000 people. It's not just inside the arena. Turns out the crowds outside are thin, too. Here's Juliana Goldman.
The few blocks around the security perimeter feel like a typical convention.
Hats, buttons, and shirts!
Vendors selling swag, restaurants crowded with delegates, media, and Republican officials.
And we got a queso fundido.
But across the rest of this town, it's a different story. Several blocks away, employees at newly opened Coastal Taco say the supposed RNC economic boon has been a bust.